Sedra of Vayetze, we have the famous episode of Yaakov Avinu wanting to marry Rachel, and it turning out that he ended up marrying Leah instead. And when he confronted his father-in-law Lavan and complained about the matter, Lavan said to him, that it's not the minhag round here to marry off a younger daughter before marrying off the older daughter. So the question is whether or not this is binding, and whether or not it's permissible to marry off a younger child before you marry off an older child. So on the face of it, it would seem like, why are we even asking the question? Lavan was Lavan Harameh and something of a Rasha, so why should we be interested in what he's doing? And Yaakov Avinu didn't seem terribly bothered by it. He was happy to marry the younger daughter, so it must be all right. The Maharsham, in his commentary on Chumash Tehillat Mordechai, he actually addresses this issue and says that even Yaakov Avinu held by this notion. But Yaakov Avinu was following what Rashi says in Parashat Toldot. Rashi explains that really Yaakov was entitled to the Bechorah because Yaakov was the older child. Rashi says that when twins are conceived, that they go into the womb in one order. First, the older one is conceived, and then the younger one follows, and they emerge in reverse order. So it's the younger one that comes out first, and then the older one comes out second. So Yaakov thought he was really the older one. He was really the Bechor, even though he came out second. And the same with Rachel and Leah, who were twins, according to some traditions. So if they were twins, Leah came out second, which indicated she was actually the Bechorah. So that's the way that the Maharsham deals with it. But, of course, one can ask lots of gynecological questions on that. But the truth is, the Poskim do take this seriously. The Rashbam in the Masechet Bava Batra, discussing Benot Slovchad, he says that Mistama, probably, most likely, they got married in order of age seniority, basing himself on this Pasuk. And there's a Tosfot in Masechet Kiddushin, Dafnun Bet Amud Aleph, which brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam in a case where somebody married the daughter of a wealthy man, but he didn't say which daughter he was Mekadesh. He gave money to the father and was Mekadesh one of the daughters, but didn't specify which daughter it was. Rabbeinu Tam says that, again, Mistama, most likely, we're allowed halachically to assume that he married the eldest daughter because of this pasuk, lo ye'asechein bim komenu. And there are a number of tshuvot on this subject. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, the Mincha Yitzchak in Chelek Chet, Simon Kuf Kaf Heitz, it's Eliezer in Simon Kaf Bet, Chelek Kaf Bet, Simon Nun Bet, and Mincha Tasha also discuss it. The Bach understands from the Torah in Simon Reish Mem Dalet in Yoredeya that you do have to marry off an older child before the younger child, and he applies it beyond the scope of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about Tzira and Bechira. The Bach understands from the Torah that it even means two achim, two brothers. You have to marry off the older one before the younger one. And the Shach says the same. But the Tzitz Eliezer gives a number of reasons why one can be makel. Perhaps most importantly amongst them, he says that it's not what he calls halacha makpedet, a binding halacha, but rather it's minhag shel kviut. It's a very well-established minhag. Why is it not a binding halacha? Because it doesn't appear in the Rambam, it doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. So it doesn't appear in any of the classical major poskim. Minchat Asher addresses this question, and he makes a number of observations. First of all, he says this whole din only applies when the father has got two weddings to make. Both his daughters are engaged, his elder daughter and his younger daughter. He's got to arrange two weddings. He should arrange the wedding for the older daughter before he arranges the wedding for the younger daughter. But if they're not both engaged and ready to be married in front of him, so then there's no reason to insist that the younger one waits for the older one. And he also says that if a person comes along and wants to be Mekadesh, a certain woman, and then finds out that she's the younger daughter, then obviously he doesn't have to wait. In terms of it, it's a din on the father if he's marrying off his daughters, but not a din on a person that you're not allowed to marry a younger sibling. A man's got a mitzvah for Priv Rivia, needs to get married, has to worry about Hirurei Avera as well, and therefore should get married as soon as possible. So if he takes a liking to a particular woman, wants to be Mekadesha, he's entitled to do so, and that indeed is what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu didn't have these concerns that Lavan had, because it wasn't his responsibility. He came along, he found Rachel, wanted to marry Rachel, and he was entitled to. The fact that she had an older sister wasn't his concern. Ad kan, Shabbat Shalom.